Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 167, How to Spot the Great Attorney Client, 13 Signs. I've put a lot of emphasis on how to connect with attorneys and build strong relationships with them. And now I'm turning this around to share what makes a great attorney client. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, part of Legal Nurse Podcast. Suppose you are a consulting LNC. The first point is the great attorney client sends a retainer letter with the case materials defining what the attorney needs, saying that the attorney is retaining the LNC services in anticipation of litigation or trial, and specifying that the LNC is not expected to testify. This, of course, applies to consulting LNCs who are not experts. The letter serves to preserve the confidentiality of the work product, and it should specify a deadline and acknowledge your fees for providing this service. Point two, the great attorney client encloses a retainer and pays a replenishing retainer. If the attorney is backed by an insurance carrier, the defense attorney does whatever is possible to ensure your bills are paid as quickly as possible. Third, whenever possible, the desirable attorney client gives you as much lead time as possible. The attorney may avoid costly rush fees, and you will give him or her a better product in return if you're not rushed to complete the project. Point four, the reasonable attorney does not expect you to drive an hour one way to meet him in the office to go over a case without payment. The question, "You won't charge me for this time, will you?" is not a mark of a great attorney client. Five, the attorney who communicates well is as explicit as possible to define the final work product that is desired. A letter or a phone call defining what would be most helpful to the attorney is preferable to a letter accompanying the materials that says, "Would you please analyze this case?" Number six, although the attorney may be pressured to work within a budget or obtain approval from a client before retaining you, the great attorney client is not surprised if you cannot give a precise answer to the question, "What is it going to cost me?" Assignments which sound relatively simple when the attorney first contacts you may turn into major projects. Number seven, when you encounter challenges, the great attorney client is understanding. Factors which increase the difficulty of your job include receiving totally unorganized medical records, trying to transcribe or decipher illegible copies or poor handwriting in medical records, locating obscure literature on arcane aspects of medicine or nursing, or locating an expert witness for a narrowly defined subject area or within a strict time, and geographical constraints. For example, I want an obstetrical nurse who was working in a nursery in 1990. Or I want somebody to review this case this weekend because the statute of limitations will run on Tuesday. Eight, the great attorney client does not expect you to work on a contingent fee basis. This violates both the ethical codes of the LNC and the attorney. Number nine, the reasonable attorney client knows that the attorney is the client of the LNC, not the plaintiff. Only the plaintiff attorney can pay your bills. Checks should be written from the attorney's bank account and not the plaintiff's. Number 10, the great attorney-client thanks you and gives you feedback on the finished product. The attorney tells you what he likes, found useful, and what you should change the next time. We value that kind of information because it helps us continuously improve our services. One of the most valuable tools the attorney possesses is the ability to give feedback to us on how we helped with the case. This type of feedback, coupled with experiences, provides you with a foundation for improving skills. Let me stop for a moment. I am so excited to share the news of how you can discover even more tips for developing strong relationships with your clients, so strong they would not dream of using anyone else for their case. How to create lasting LNC client relationships is my newest book. It's book 10 in the Creating a Successful Legal Nurse Consulting Practice. It provides a deep dive into the relationship between LNCs and their clients. Working with attorneys is challenging and rewarding. Without a steady stream of attorneys who love working with you, your LNC business collapses. Does this worry you? It should. The core of being a successful LNC is being able to effectively work with attorneys. You can have an aggressive marketing program to bring in new clients, but if you cannot retain them, you'll be endlessly spinning your wheels. Your clients will stay with you when you understand what they want, how they are wired, and how you can do a fantastic job for them. When I ran my independent LNC business, some stayed with me for more than 20 years. My new 2018 book, How to Create Lasting LNC Client Relationships, explains the best way to build a solid client retention program, using strategies that work to identify the desirable clients and avoid the troublemakers. This is an essential reference for every LNC. Order your copy today at http://lnc.tips/LNC client. That's all one word. http://lnc.tips/LNC client. And there's no separation between LNC and client. LNC client. And use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount off the price. Let's return to the show. What makes a great trial attorney? After working for a while with attorneys, you soon learn they come in all shapes and sizes and personalities. Listen to LNP 120 with Lorna Kibbe about attorney personalities for insights on how to detect the attorney's personality type. What are the keys for understanding the trial attorney? How can you most effectively connect with your attorney clients? Point number 11 is great trial attorneys project confidence. Recognize why attorneys act like they know everything. They want you to think they know everything. That's because they're in a problem-solving profession. People come to attorneys for answers. Attorneys secretly realize they don't know everything, and therein lies the problem. They want to act like they know everything because it makes them feel confident. Confidence is very important to the trial attorney. They want you to think they are the repository of all knowledge. That's why they sometimes argue with us about medical issues, even though we know more than they do. But they hire us because they want us to make them shine in front of their client, and litigation is high stakes. When you're dealing with attorneys, remember they don't know all the answers. They just act like they know all the answers. You're dealing with some insecure people, and that should make you feel more secure. Point 12, great trial attorneys are part actor, part analyst, part speechwriter, part businessman, part negotiator. They need to wear many hats. My clients repeatedly told me that law school did not prepare them for setting up a practice, hiring people, getting the copier fixed, or any of the small business tasks they need to fulfill. Law school also did not do much to prepare them to try a case. If you run a small business, you have a lot in common with the clients that you serve. Your understanding of the pressures that they are under helps you to communicate, to be compassionate, and to serve as their ally. 13th point, the great trial attorney is bottom line oriented. Get to the point. Attorneys want to get to the end of the story. When you find yourself communicating with an attorney, the fewer words that you can use to get to the end of the story, the better. They want to get to the conclusion and then work backwards. It's like calling a doctor about a patient. They don't want you to recite the entire medical history. They want to know why you're calling. Have you ordered your copy of How to Create Lasting LNC Client Relationships yet? We'll put it right in the mail for you when you order it at http://lnc.tips/lncclient. Use the code LISTENED for a 25% discount. And that link again is http://lnc.tips/lncclient. And before I leave, I want to share with you a few details about other websites that I have in addition to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. On legalnursebusiness.com, I've got phenomenal resources, courses, books, webinars, teleseminars, online training. They're all designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge. Just like the Book of the Month Club, lnceu.com gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And lastly, lncacademy.com is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a solid foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com. Thanks for being with me on the show today, and tune in next week for another episode of Ayers Insights as part of Legal Nurse Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Ayer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.